HSZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has told G20 foreign ministers that their meeting in Johannesburg is an opportunity for greater collaboration between African nations and the rest of the world. He was speaking at NASREC, where he welcomed the top diplomats for their first gathering after South Africa assumed the G20 presidency.
Geopolitical tensions and rising intolerance, conflict and war, climate change, pandemics and energy and food insecurity do threaten an already fragile global coexistence. Now, these challenges are interconnected. They require responses that are inclusive and responses that should be well coordinated through various forums such as the G20.
The SRC at UKZN has warned a student uprising over the accommodation crisis is looming across all tertiary institutions in the country. It's urging universities and the government to act now to find lasting solutions to avoid fees must fall type protest. SRC General Secretary Tshepo Tsotetsi.
What is happening currently is that our students are subjected to some endowments which are not good, and only to find that they are being accredited by the NSFAS. And some are busy being exposed to some environment which is not even student-friendly, being safe and all those things. And also, we're also worried that some of those accommodation, their landlords are busy going around and doing things like that to our students and threatening them. And some of the accommodation were recurring deposit from our students. Yet we know very well that NSFAS hasn't paid anything to those accommodation.
Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngabane visited the Westville campus, saying NSFAS and universities need to attend to the accommodation crisis before it gets out of hand.
I'm receiving a number of complaints around the environment itself for both learning and living. There are safety issues, other students are being raped, and there's GBV, and now they also exchange accommodation for sex and stuff. USAF is busy engaging with NSFAS as well as the department, because I gave them that responsibility to see how best then we transfer that responsibility to university.
Etegwini Municipality says power has been restored after outages at Umgeni Major Substation. Newswatch's Tsakani Mhlongo reports.
Electricity supply was knocked out during the heavy rain overnight, leaving many homes and businesses in the west of the city in the dark. Westville, Pinetown, Reservoir Hills, Claremont, and Kloof were among the affected areas. A team was sent to assess the problem, with officials saying restoration will be done in stages. In response to Newswatch this afternoon, the city says it suspects the outage was caused by a circuit trip. Tsakane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And rescuers have found the bodies of five men who'd been trapped inside a flooded coal mine in India since early January. Authorities in Assam state say DNA tests will be done to identify them. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. On a slot, not concerned about Liverpool's Premier League form despite dropping points again last night. Scotland have selected Finn Russell for their Six Nations clash with England this weekend. And the Jenny Orchard Invitational Basketball Tournament got underway today at Maritzburg College.